Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhi Lila, Chapter 3. This is the story of Nittai Tricks Gore. Nittai Gore Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. So Lord Chaitanya is traveling in Radha Desh. He's just taken sannyas. He's in Divyonmad. Complete madness of Radharani's Mahabhav. Where is Krishna? He met some coward boys and they chanted, Lord Chaitanya was chanting, Hari Hari. And the coward boys, they started falling behind him. Hurry, hurry. And he turned around and they went, choo. And then he put his hand on their head and said, good boys, very good. I bless you. I'm very happy. Go on chanting like that. Hurry, hurry. He blessed everyone. And then we left off yesterday that Nityananda, after Lord Chaitanya went by the boys, because coming behind Lord Chaitanya was who? Who was following somewhat behind Lord Chaitanya? Because sometimes he would sprint ahead in ecstasy, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, he was just running, Radharani, because when he went deep into Divyamahabhav, he left everybody in the dust. So he left three devotees in the dust of his feet as he ran in a mad passion, a mad frenzy, looking for Shyam. Hari, Hari, Hari. Hari means Shyam. And everyone said, I think we better leave our friend to his own ecstasies. He's untouchable now. So lagging behind, at a good distance behind, was Mukunda and Nityananda, Chandrasekhar. Anyone else? Adiras? No. Lord Chaitanya was in Adiras. He was in Sringar Ras, Divyonmad Mahabhav, Mahabhavati Radha Ki. So they would leave him alone to his own ecstasies, and then so Lord Chaitanya stopped with those boys and he continued, Hari Hari. So coming up behind, a little bit behind, Nityananda, he met those same coward boys. Hey boys, come here, come on. I want to tell you a story. Come on. Because little children love to hear a story, especially in a village. Some avadut, they see, this is some avadut. He's going to tell us some interesting ghost story or some tantric, something about some tantrics he saw and this and that. Now, sit down, boys. So that's what we heard yesterday, that he very confidentially, Gupta Sasabakai, Sabaka, all those coward boys in Gupta, he told them in secret. He gave them some shiksha. Vrindavana patta prabhu puchena tumare Ganga tira patta tabe dekaiya tanre. Nittai said, hey, listen, Balak. If Mahaprabhu asks you about the path to Vrindavan, please show him the path along the Ganga, all right? Tabe Prabhu Puchilena Shuna Shishugan Kaha Deki Kon Pat Jaba Brindavan Shishu Sabaganga Tira Pata Dekaila Se Pati Avesha Prabhu Gaman Karila. Mahaprabhu asked those coward boys a few minutes later, boys, can you show me the path to Vrindavan? Because I'm wandering here, I don't have a road map. I don't know the way. You're local. You ask directions from somebody. Do you know where it is? Go this way. So they showed Mahaprabhu the path along the Ganga. And the Lord went that way in ecstasy. The air is alive with kirtan. The water is alive with prem. And the hearts are dancing in ecstasy. This is Kartik in Radhakund. Yes? You feel it? You see it? Yes? So Lord Chaitanya is getting hoodwinked by the coward boys. It deserves him right, because when he was a coward boy, he used to fool so many people. So what goes around comes around. So when he was a balak and some sadhu came along and said, hey, can you show me the path to Varanasi? Yeah, go that way. And he sent the sadhaka to Kamyavan because he was thinking, this sadhu, I met this avaduta. My name is Nandanandan. I'm a coward boy. I'm on the banks of the Yamuna. And this sadhu avaduta came and said, Sannyasi, hey, you're from this place. I want to go to Varanasi. And then Krishna is saying, Varanasi, that's all Mayavadis. Little boy, can you show me the path of Varanasi? Yeah, you go that way, about Just go that way. So he just sent him the opposite direction, the Kamyavan. Because when you get the Kamyavan, maybe somebody would preach to him that this Mayavad is ridiculous, he should be a Krishna Bhakta. Then his desire would be fulfilled by coming to Kamyavan. Then he would go back and meet that boy and said, is your name Krishna also, not only Nanda Nandan? But here in Braj, I never heard anybody call me Krishna, Nandala, or they, in fact, they call me Dirt. Dirt means Lampat, they call me Kapat, Lampat, Dirt. They call me everything in the book, but K-R-S-N-A, Krishna. But when that cowherd boy, Krishna, became Mahaprabhu and entered into Radha Bhav, the only thing he chanted was, Krishna, 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 hey. Right? Interesting paradox. So as Krishna used to trick so many sannyasis and avadhuts, when he became a sannyasi and avadhut, some coward boys tricked him. Oh, you want to know the way to Vrindavan? Go that way along the Ganga, because that will take you to Shantipur, and all the Navadri devotees will come and catch you. That was Nittai's plan, right? So he went in ecstasy. Vrindavan, Vrindavan. Acharya Ratner Kahi Nityananda Gosai Shigra Jahatumi Advait Acharya Radhani. As Mahaprabhu proceeded along the bank of the Ganga, Nityananda requested Acharya Ratna, who is the second name of Chandrasekhar Acharya, to go immediately to the house of Advaita Acharya. Nityananda is quite an organizer. He's really a festival organizer. He's acting like Yogamaya or Purnamasi here to speed along, to accelerate the pastime. He's creating a whole pastime. Lord Chaitanya is in Radha Bhav, he's in Mahabhav, he wants to go to Vrindavan, the search for Krishna. He's with Nityananda, Chandrasekhar, and Mukundadas. And then he meets these coward boys, and then Lord Nityananda orchestrates a whole leela to use these coward boys to turn Chaitanya Mahaprabhu around in the opposite direction, because he was going towards Vrindavan until he met these coward boys. So then, and Nityananda saw that, if Lord Chaitanya keeps wandering this way because his heart is like a magnet, and the iron filings are over there, my heart is a magnet, and the iron filings are Vrindavan, so iron and magnets are naturally friends. So his heart was pulling into Vrindavan, because his heart is Vrindavan, Mora Mana Vrindavan. So he's saying, Hari, Hari, so Hari is there in Vrindavan, so just calling, then his heart is going, in the right. He's going in the right direction. If you follow your heart, you go in the right direction. Interesting point. Because he was following his heart. Hari, Hari, his heart is Hari. He's in Radha Bhav, Hari, Hari. And his heart was taking in the Vrindavan. He was following his heart. And then Nittai said, oh, this is not good. He should follow our hearts. We're his devotees. We're supposed to control him by our love. But his love for Hari is outweighing his love for us. So he said, the hell with you guys. I'm leaving you all. I'm taking sannyas, I'm going to Vrindavan. And they couldn't accept this proposal. Hey, wait a minute, we can't move all of Mayapur to Vrindavan. So then he used these boys as a catalyst in trying to change the whole leela, change the direction. Lord Chaitanya is running towards Vrindavan, and all of a sudden, oh, Vrindavan, hey, Vrindavan's that way. Acha, okay. So he went that way. So now he's on his way to Shantipur. And so now to make everything wonderful, he sent Chandrasekhar, quick, go ahead, because soon he'll be arriving in Shantipur. Tell the Vaitacharya that it worked, because all the devotees were asking me, Nittai, you have to do something. Don't let him go to Vrindavan. We don't want to lose him. Do something. Nittai, we're counting on you. Yeah. Okay, I won't let you down. I'll do something. So then he was waiting for the opportunity. So then this is the chance to bring him back to the devotees. I have to do this. So Nittai lied. Nittai cheated. He cheated Gauranga. He lied. Because he loved. Love is like this. There's no rules. So So now he said, oh, we hope soon it'll be. So Chandrasekhar has run off to await the Acharya's house to make all arrangements to greet Lord Chaitanya and to call up everybody, invite them over for the Sangha and for the Darshan Association. Very beautiful interplay of love here between the Lord and his devotees. How much they love each other and can't bear to be separated. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is on his way to Shantipur. So now, this is what Nittai told Chandrasekhar, Acharyaratna. Prabhu lai jab ami tanhara mandire savadane rahina jena nokalana tire. Nittai said, Acharyaratna, I will take Mahaprabhu to the bank of the Ganga at Shantipur and wait till Acharya should carefully stay there on the shore with a boat. Savadhan rahina. Savadhan rahina. Nokalana tire. Here's more of the plan. Tabe navadvipe tume kari agaman shachi sahalahana e aisa sababhaktagan. After that, I shall go to Advaita's house. And you, Acharyaratna, after informing Advaita, you should immediately go to Navadvip and return with Mother Shachi and all the Nadiyavasis. Tanri bhataya nityananda mahashai mahaprabhur agayasi dila parichai. After sending Acharyaratna to Advaita's house, Nityananda went before Mahaprabhu and gave notice of his coming. Prabhu kahe Sripad tumara kutake gaman Sripad kahe tumar sange Jabe Brindavan. Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy and he asked Nityananda where Nityananda was going. Nityananda replied that he was going with him toward Vrindavan. Very interesting. Sripad is, that's how he calls Nityananda. Because he's in ecstasy. In other words, he's an internal consciousness. So he doesn't really know where he's going or where he is. He said, Sripad, are we going to Vrindavan, Sripad? Yes, yes, we're going to Vrindavan. I wouldn't lie to you, would I? Where are we? I'm going with you to Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan is where all your devotees are, right? Acha. Prabhu kahe katadure ache Vrindavan. Teno kahe inkare ja e jamuna darashan. Mahaprabhu said, oh, we're going to Vrindavan? How far? Dure, how far is it to Vrindavan? Oh, Nittai said, just see. Jamuna deki. This is Yamuna. We're there. Etambhali anila tanre ganga sanidhane aveshe prabhu rohaila gangare jamuna gyane. Saying as Nittai took Mahaprabhu near the Ganga, and the Lord in his ecstasy accepted the river Ganga as the river Yamuna. Because he's an antaradasha. He's an internal consciousness. Ah, Jamuna, Kalindi. Aho bhagya, jamunare pailon dharashan, etabali jamunara karina stavan. Chirananda bano sadananda suno para prema patri drava brahma gatri. Aganam lavatri jagachehi madatri pavatri kriyano vapurmitra putri. Pavatri kriyano vapurmitra patri. Putri. Putri means Vapur, Mitra Putri. You're Vapu, you're a body. You're the Putri, you're the daughter of the friend of everyone, the Mitra. What a beautiful way to say you are the daughter of the sun god. Mitra, Mitra Putri. Putri means daughter. Putra, Putri. Putra means son. Putrayate. Put means hell. Chaiti means deliver. The son delivers the father from hell, putra. Because this mitra means friend. So it's one of the son is called Mitra, Divakar, Aditya, Aditya, Mitra, Divakar, Konark, Ark, Surya, many names for the sun planet. to when Lord Chaitanya says, "Oh, Hobhagya, what great, what fortune! We've come. I've seen the river Ganga. I mean, the river Yamuna." Then he began to offer prayers. Chidananda Bano, Sadananda Suno, O River Yamuna, you are the blissful spiritual water that gives love to the son of Nanda Maharaj. Chidananda Bano, a direct manifestation of spiritual energy and bliss. Sadananda Suno, always. Para Prema Patri Java Brahma Gatri. Para Prema, the giver of the highest love. Para Prema Patri. Para Prema, what is Para Prema? Para Prema means Braja Prema. Not Vaikuntha Prema. Vaikuntha Prema is Prema, but Para Prema. Beyond. Para means beyond. The supreme. Prema is transcendental. Para Prema is supremely transcendental. Braja Prema. Gopika Prema. Jamuna gives this. Jamuna wants to give Gopi Prema because Jamuna is Vishaka. But even she'll give Braja Prema if you're. Stahibhav is something less, something different. You give love, Yamuna, you give love to Nanda Maharaj. Does anyone want love to Krishna, son of Nanda? Yamuna gives it. To whom? You are the same as the waters. You are Brahma, you are Drava Brahma. Drava Brahma means your substance is Brahman. You are the same as the waters of the spiritual world. For you can vanquish our offenses and sinful reactions incurred in life. You are the creator of all auspicious things for the world. Even if you take my house away, it must be good for me. It's auspicious. You are the daughter of the sun god. Kindly purify us by your pious activities. So some devotees become purified by the pious activities of Yamuna. Etabali namaskari kaila ganga snan eka kopin nahi dvitiya paridhan. After reciting this mantra, Mahaprabhu offered obeisances and took his bath in the Ganga. At that time, he had only one piece of underwear, ek kopin, for there was no second. So he bathed in his kopins. And there's the Adiatmik Vichara, Adi Bodhika, and Adi Daivakachara. So he's on his level. As God and having experience of Vishakha and all these things, and Jamuna. So for us, we can learn, so when one goes to bathe in a sacred place, like Radhakund, Pavan Sarovar, and Jamuna, then what is the bhajan krama? What is this sadhana? How does one approach this holy place? Well, with great appreciation, with great submission, with great respect, and he offers prayers. Jamuna, doesn't just jump in. Pays obeisances. He's very happy. He's very happy to see this holy place. Very joyful. Very appreciative. Then he bends down, offers prayers. Self-composed prayers or prayers of the Shastras. This particular prayer that he recited is actually in the Padma Puran. It's from the Padma Puran and it's also mentioned in Kavi Karnapur's Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka. But the original prayers in Padma Puran in the Jamuna Mahatmyam chapter. Because he's a pandit, Nimai Pandit. He knows the Shastras. So after reciting this mantra, he bathes. Hinakale acharya gosai nokate charina aila nutan kopina bahiravasa lana. At the time of Lord Chaitanya was bathing, he was standing there without any dry clothes. You could say good timing, that's for sure. Yoga Maya makes everything perfect. Just in time, somehow or other, without any watches or cell phones or any tracking or guidance system. Advaitacharya arrived right on the scene exactly at the moment. He arrived in a boat, bringing with him new underwear and external garments. Nutan means new. Age chayasi rahila namaskara kari acharya deki bali prabhu mani samshaya kari. When Advaita arrived, he stood before Mahaprabhu and offered his obeisances. After seeing him, Mahaprabhu began to wonder about the entire situation. Which is samshai, mane samshai. Like us, his mind was full of doubts. Our minds are also full of doubts about the path of bhajan, doubts about God, ourselves, and everything else imaginable. Mane samshaya. So even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the level of Leela, there's also man samshaya, doubts. And Lord Krishna asks Arjuna, are you free from doubts? And he says, yeah, now I am. at least for now. Okay, then pick up your bow and fight. All right. So that's what happens. We become doubtful and stop fighting. Then we get charged up with some philosophy and good association. We pick up our bow and start fighting again. Then we become doubtful again and stop fighting. Sit on our chariot. I quit. And somebody fires. Oh, yeah. So that's called anishtita bhakti. Bhakti riddled with doubts. Riddled with. Riddled? I think it's riddled. Something. Tumita acharya gosai eta kini aila ame brindavani tumi ki mate janila. Still in his ecstasy, because he was like, now he was in antardasha, now is ardhapayadasha. Now he's in ardhapayadasha and payadasha. Ardhapayadasha is half internal consciousness, half external. So when he came to, when he started to look, he's coming from deep internal consciousness, Yamunas, Vrindavan, everything. Then he saw, wait, the charya, and that became an udipan, a vibhav, to change the direction of his bhava. His sthayibhav is fixed. But he's thinking, in his anubhavas, he was lost in Vrindavan, seeing all these udipans, this Ganga, everything, these boys said, this way to Vrindavan, and Nityananda confirmed, now, waita? Now this becomes a new vibhav, and that new vibhav creates a change in his direction of his bhav. So then he withdraws from the antar bhav, the antar chit of this internal absorption, Nivyon Mad, and some shaya starts to creep in, some doubts. Wait a minute, is this Vrindavan or not? But it's, that's why he says, still in ecstasy. He's in ecstasy, but not completely. He's like, now he's not sure. Am I in Vrindavan? Advaita? Starting to look a little fishy. So then he started to wonder. Then he's to clear up this doubt. Acharya, Advaita Acharya, what are you doing here in Vrindavan? How did you know I was in Vrindavan? Because he didn't know. When you're in antardasha, when you're in internal consciousness, you don't know anything about time. Have you ever heard of the Rasa Lila? All the gopis were totally in internal consciousness. And millions of years went by, and they thought it was a blink of an eye. What is this? The sun is rising? We just started dancing, and Lord Krishna extended it for millions of years. This is a symptom of Mahabhav. It's one of the symptoms of Mahabhav is not knowing the direct passage of time. A moment seems like a million years, and a million years seems like a moment. You ever hear the verse, Yugayatanda Meshina? He's in Mahabhav, so he's exhibiting the symptoms of Mahabhav. Acharya kahi tumi jahan, say Vrindavan, mora bhage ganga tire tomara agaman. Advaita Acharya disclosed the whole situation, which means he revealed to Mahaprabhu that your good friend Nityananda is a liar, and has cheated you and hoodwinked you. He told Mahaprabhu, but he's very clever, he says that, Tumi yahan se Vrindavan, Tumi yahan se Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. Now it is my great fortune that you have come to the bank of the Ganga. I have not come to Vrindavan as you thought and met you, but you have come to the Ganga to meet me. And wherever you are is Vrindavan. So, don't worry. Prabhu kai, Nityananda amari vanchila, Gangake ani amore, Jamuna kahila. Nityananda has cheated me. Nitai! He brought me to the bank of the Ganga and he told me it was Yamuna. Acharya kahi mitya nahi, Shipad vachan. Mitya nahi, Shipad vachan. Jamunate snan tumi karila ekan. So now Chandrasekhar Acharya is about as old as Jagannath Mishra. So now you have to see, the Leela is two brothers about the same age, there's about 15 years or so difference, Nityananda and Mahaprabhu. Nityananda is 15 or so, 20 years older. Now Advaita Acharya is about 40 years older or so, 50, whatever it is, 50. And then, so he's like very honest, he's like the big, authority. He's just telling it basically like it is. Then Chandrasekhar, he's the mediator between the two. He wants to mediate between Advaita Acharya's viewpoint and also defend Nityananda, because he's traveling in that party with Nityananda. So he wants to keep the peace between Nityananda, Chandrasekhar, Nityananda, Mukunda, and Chaitanya. So and he's also Acharya Ratna. He's not only Chandrasekhar, he's Acharya Ratna. He's a great crest jewel of all Acharyas. So he said, whatever Nityananda Prabhu has told you is not false. You have indeed now just taken bath in the river Yamuna. So now that it seems like even Advaita Acharya has joined the cheating party. Gangaya Jamuna Wahi Hana Ekadhar Ekadhar Extreme Pashime Jamuna Wahi Purve Gangadhar. He says, listen, at the spot at the Ganga, at just where it just so happens that where you're bathing right now, at this place in the Ganga, the Yamuna and the Ganga actually flow together. It says, Ekadhar. Ekadhar means one stream, one river. On the western side was Yamuna, and the eastern side is the Ganga. So actually, you're in the Yamuna side of the Ganga. So you're in the Yamuna. Paschima dhare jamuna wahi tahan kailasnan ardra kopin chari shuksha karaparidan. And Advaita Acharya suggested that since Mahaprabhu had taken his bath in the river Yamuna and his underwear was now wet, the Lord should change his underwear for dry garments. That's a very convenient way of changing the course of a story or the course of, you know, someone's transaction by changing the topic. You must have known that. You're talking about something and it's getting a little unsavory and you say, listen, would you like to take some prasadam? You know, and he gets all worked up about one subject or other, you know. And then you change the whole course by... So Advaita Acharya said, yeah, you know, this. He just wanted to put this Yamuna dilemma to the rest. He said, anyway, you know, your clothes are wet. I got some dry clothes. Forget about Yamuna Ganga. Let me change my clothes. And then, Prima Veshi Tina Dina Acha Upavas Aji Mora Gari Biksha Chela Mora Vas. Acharya continued, Mahaprabhu, you've been fasting, same idea, you've been fasting continuously for 3 days in your ecstasy of love for Krishna. I therefore invite you to my home, where you may kindly take your alms. Please come with me to my residence. So now the plot has become sealed, and Lord Chaitanya has been completely bewildered and fooled and cheated by all his loving associates, who all connived together to change his path to Vrindavan and bring him to Advaita Acharya's house in Shantipur, which is conveniently located near Navadvipa Mayapur, and everyone could have a reunion with him for a joyous 10 days in Advaita's house with his mother cooking and Jagannatha Sachi cooking for her son and everyone else. And somehow in the midst of all that, Lord Chaitanya would try to forget suppress his Mahabhav and enjoy the various rasas with his loving devotees and from Mayapur in Shantipur. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki. So this is the story of Nittai tricks Gore. So we have to be careful. Nittai may play tricks with us also. And he does. So you can wait for the day when Nittai plays a trick with you. Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.